Hi, I'm Damon Davis. I want to welcome you to a very special edition of One on One. You know, life is a myriad of opportunities. And with those opportunities, as you and I have observed over time, comes a whole host of challenges. I like to say that those challenges sometimes become the distractions that keep us from the destiny that God hardwired into your DNA. Now, maybe you woke up today and for some reason your bank account, well, it was almost empty. Maybe your bills aren't being paid and the relationship that you have is on the skids and you receive some diagnosis from the doctor that we're just going to say was not God's plan for your life. I have with me today a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant, and she is not just an author of an amazing book that you will discover today on action despite the distraction, but she is a friend. She is a foremost authority on being positive in our mind and seeing life for what God designed it to be instead of what maybe you and I feel that it is today. A woman who's going to help you discover seven secrets, seven strategies, seven lessons from her experience on how you can thrive and accomplish all that God has in store for you. This is One on One. Don't go away. I just want to welcome you back into the program, and we don't have a lot of time today, so as we always do, we're going to get right into it so you can get what you need today to overcome those distractions and start living a life not because, but a life by cause. Amen? If you have your mobile device, I want you to pick it up, text somebody, tweet them, Facebook them, call them and say, tune in to today's program because Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant is going to walk through the pages of this book. And let me tell you something, this is not just another glorified pamphlet that's going to make you feel good. This is a blueprint, a recipe, if you will, the key to unlock the door to your future. And no matter what it looks like now, I'll assure you that by the time this program is over, you're going to see what I know God wants you to see, and that is regardless of what things may seem now, it is not who you are. It is not what He wants for you. He wants you to thrive. And Dr. Stacy, we're here to discover that today, aren't we?
We are. Thank you so much, Mr. David Davis, for having me here. I'm excited. I feel like I can fly. Come on.
Well, you know what? That's because you are living this thing called life. And I bet you have seen your share of challenges. I bet you have climbed some mountains. I bet in this book are the secrets, if you will, that you've discovered from your own experience. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. As if you had a little hourglass and you were watching everything that was happening. Because today is a good day, but it's a journey.
Yeah.
And you just said it, no matter what it looks like. And I had to remember that. No matter what it looked like,
yeah,
I wasn't going to doubt God for a second.
No, we can't. Because you know what? We do doubt God. We face a distraction, as you call it. I just love the title of the book. Action despite
the distraction.
We look at, you know, those big problems that are big mountains and big obstacles and stuff that we feel at a deep core level that we are afraid sometimes to face because we don't know what to do. Sometimes we need an expert. Sometimes we need someone who has walked the journey, who has been there, done that, got the shirt, that can tell us what to do. Amen? And that's why I'm so excited you're here today.
Well, not only did I get the shirt, they made the shirt for me. Every possible distraction that you can think about to stop that next step. I don't care what you're going through right now. And it could be some of the things that I suffered from, lack of belief.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was going to be positioned to do this work. I felt like anybody could do this. Anybody could share. What's so special about me? And it was my husband that said, you better get on your knees and ask God's forgiveness. You've been blessed, and you've been blessed with an ability to not only share, but to teach and inspire action.
Wow.
So it's not just about feeling good for the moment. And who I am at the core, I've been designed to lead, teach, and inspire, not only by example, but to push towards the results. That we don't get to do this thing called life twice.
Yeah, that's
we're up once. So when you get to that point, you want everything to count. And for me, I want my life to count for pouring in to those that I'm fortunate to work with, those that I'm able to meet like you and help you to understand how you can develop a plan of action that allows you to live and thrive now, not wait for tomorrow for it to happen, but even in the moment, even when there's a challenge or a crisis or a distraction, that you keep moving forward. And step by step, I've moved forward. And Mrs. Davis, I've made a lot of mistakes. I think I've coined the term learning curve. Try not to call it a mistake, but a learning curve.
Yeah.
Because I didn't listen early enough. Sometimes we're guided. Sometimes we hear God's still voice and we still think we have all that we need and we can do it on our own.
Yeah.
Learn quickly. It was easier to surrender to God's will for my life instead of trying to do this by myself.
That's right.
And now I get to train literally all over the world and to do this work with individuals who are committed to not hiding their talents under a bushel, but stepping out with courage, stepping out in faith, and knowing that this is your time.
That's right.
I don't know about anybody else, but I know you, that you're hearing me in your soul. You're not waiting for permission. You're taking action with your destiny.
Oh, that's good. I want you to repeat after what she just said, which is, now is your time. Say that. Say, now is my time. Come on. Now is my time. We have to be in agreement that God actually has a plan for our life. And what I have observed in doing shows like this with guests like you is that, and then seeing the responses that come in by way of mail and emails from people that watch, is that they are in agreement with somebody. They're just in agreement with the wrong somebody. Instead of being in agreement with what we should be in agreement with, which is the Word of God, with what He says about who we are and what we should be accomplishing in this life, we get in agreement with our problems. We get in agreement with the enemy. We get in agreement with somebody in our circle of influence that's telling us we ain't good enough and we can't do what God designed us to do. And you teach us in the book how to focus, how to look at what's going on, see it for what it is, organize and compartmentalize the issues that are really opportunities in disguise. Amen?
Amen. All right there. Even the roadmap for you to actually write it out. I give you my little secret sauce of the Daily Focus of Three, but you got to write a book to get that.
Create your own luck. You talked about that, that luck doesn't just happen. You have to create it. All throughout this book and all throughout the seven lessons, there's a constant theme behind you, behind how you think, how you operate, how you do. And that is, you don't sit around waiting for stuff to happen.
Absolutely not. And it's so funny, I'm smiling because we learned in our family, you don't take no for an answer. You just don't take no for it. If you believe and you trust God, you trust Him all the way. And I learned just after my grandmother's passing, this was amazing to me, that my entire life of thinking I knew everything about my Shiro, I found out something new. That in Jamaica, West Indies, she started a business. And I didn't even know she was an entrepreneur like that. I just know my grandmother always helped people. And I found out another interesting story that when they first purchased their home, she went into the bank with my grandfather. They didn't have the money. They didn't know how they were going to get the financing.
But she knew it when she was going into the bank.
When she was going in. And my uncle told the story at her services and said that she walked in, sat down, laid out the paperwork, and the loan officer's like, ma'am, you don't qualify to be able to get a house at this time. Maybe if you go back, finances change, you can come back. She said, I'm not leaving here without a house. And she did not move. My uncle said she planted herself. She kept putting the papers on the table. My grandfather's sitting there like, oh, dear Lord, what is going on? I can't get this woman out of here. I'm embarrassed because they're telling me I don't have what I need. And my grandmother would not move. She said, well, we're going to sit here all day until we work out the paperwork and the financing for us to get this house. And that's how strong her will was. That's how strong her belief was in God, that he could do all things but fail. And I sat there listening to my uncle tell the story. That's why I'm so stubborn. I got it from my grandmother. Well, I will not take no for an answer.
Well, she knew. But listen to what you said. She knew that action was necessary in order for something to happen.
She had to step out. And guess what? When they got to about 4 or 5 o'clock, the day was ending. The bank was closing. The loan officer was so frustrated at that point. He said, okay, I give in. We'll figure this out. We'll make it work. And she said, thank you very much, and may God bless you.
Wow.
And they walked out, and they had their first home.
God already had it laid out. I mean, when I listen to that story, I think about the person watching who's facing some calamity, and we know that God's got the answer. He's got a plan, even when we can't see it. But we have to take the step into the promises of God. We have to take a step into what God's got in store for us. We've got to walk in faith, knowing that he's got it. So I just think it's why we need someone like you that has written a book that tells us the lessons, 7 life lessons to thrive and live your destiny now. That's a big promise.
It's a huge one.
It obviously works. Talk to me.
Yes, and the good news is I don't have to deliver. God has already done the work.
Amen. Amen.
So the good news there with these lessons, what I'm sharing, are alerts, and I put in the book what I call distraction alerts so that we can be very clear on what the step is. So for instance, lesson 1, faith is an action word. You know, it's easy to say that you have faith. It's easy to say that you believe when everything is well.
So true.
When your bank account is all the way up,
yep.
When you have the relationship that you want, when everything is going perfect, you have faith. But what happens when something rocks you at the core? What happens when life shows up? You lose a loved one. You're bankrupt. You don't have a client. For those who are in business, if you don't have a client and you're in business, you're broke.
That's
So what do you do? So faith is an action word. I walk you through, and here's the sweet part of the book, Mr. Davis, is that at the end, I ask you to take the action steps after I give you the lesson. So putting faith in action means taking that step when you can't see. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. said, faith is taking that next step even when you can't see the staircase.
Yeah.
But those of us of faith, we have to live by the words. So I walk you through how I transparently had to have that lesson for myself, because I thought setting goals, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
And I would set my goals and then tell God to fix them.
Yeah.
No, it's asking God for direction on what his will is in my life, and then the goals become clear.
Yeah, that's good.
And you write the vision and you make it plain. So at the end of each chapter, I give you an opportunity to investigate for yourself your own truth, because this book, it's my truth. Hmm. And I'm sharing a lot of what I had to discover along the way to stop and pause and say, well, are you really walking in faith or are you walking in fear? Are you listening to the voices of other people? Or are you listening to what God told you to do?
Right.
Are you listening to what the naysayers say? Or are you walking with the authority that you've been given by the word of God? So for me, I get to share these nuggets in each lesson, then give you a chance to actually write out for yourself what your immediate action is going to be. How are you going to use the lesson to now get over the distraction and recognize it when it comes? Because it comes in different forms. And if you don't have people around you like a Mr. Davis, like a one-on-one, where you can tune in and listen to individuals that are really clear about their mission and vision in life to change and restore happiness, joy, and opportunity, then you can get sidetracked. And through these lessons, I give you a more direct path and an opportunity not just to read it and feel like, oh, wow,
right.
Dr. Stacey, that was kind of good. No. Right. What are you going to do? What are the results you're going to get after taking action?
That's good. They say that faith is high when life is high. Faith is low when life is low. You illustrated it so well. But it's not about the amount of faith, because the Bible is very clear that we need but faith of a mustard seed, right?
Absolutely.
It's action. It's acting on what you believe. And part of that, I would say, is what you write about in the book, and that is that you have to make a decision that life's a serious thing, meaning it's a gift from God. I mean, the very open of your book, you have this thing called statement of purpose. And I'm just going to read the first couple lines. Someone very wise once said, life is God's gift to us, and what we do with our life is our gift to God. Ooh, that's so powerful. People just kind of fumble through life, and bless our hearts. Sometimes we're doing the best we can to keep our head above water. The bills are too great for us to pay. We got more problems in our family than we know what to do with. We weren't born with a silver spoon in our mouth, and we weren't born with all of the advantages that so many people are, and we are just trying to get by. But in that as a thread, I see that you're weaving. It's a gift. Life's not just something you just kind of stumble through. You got to design that destiny and get an agreement with what God said it was. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Because when you have a gift, think about it. When you get something that is precious to you, that you love, that, oh my goodness, I can't believe I just received, whatever it is. And depending on your age, it could be a new Xbox, or it could be a new pair of shoes for a lady, or a good fashion bag. Whatever it is that you receive, you want to guard it. You want to protect it. And that's how we should protect our life. I talk about who we entertain in our front row.
Yeah.
That's another lesson.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be invited to the party. Some people have to go to the balcony of your life,
mm-hmm,
because they're not there to support you in your growth. So in order for you to get to that place of appreciating the gift, every day you have to wake up grateful to God that you get another chance
to
get this thing called life right. We're not exempt from problems. We're not exempt from challenges. But what we do know is that we serve a God who is merciful beyond compare, who can dream a bigger dream for you than you can for yourself. I'm just an example. That's all I am. I'm a vessel. I am not perfect. I am working towards perfection every day. And that's what this life is about. How can you get information? How can you gain knowledge? How can you push yourself, take inspiration, move it to results, and graduate to that next best version of yourself? But if you don't appreciate the gift, you won't take the time to do the work.
How many times we allow something that has happened stand in our way of doing what we know we were designed to do. And in chapter 3, or lesson 3 of your book, you have a distraction alert. It's so cool, by the way.
Thank you.
Distraction alerts. It's like, time out. Why do you call it distraction alert?
Distraction alerts are simply that, an alert, so you can recognize what's coming. See, you can attack anything as long as you understand what it is and you see it for what it is. And it's cleverly disguised opportunities to force you to grow into the next best version of yourself.
Mm.
So let's go back to disorganization and lack of focus. Tell the truth, shame the devil. How many of you, like I, have millions of ideas going in your head every day? Mm-hmm. You want to accomplish everything on the planet all in one fell swoop. But the reality is, you can't do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
You can do it all, but one at a time, and it requires focus.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get that. There was a TV show a few years ago that had a little comic piece about a Jamaican family called the Headleys, and the Headleys had too many jobs. And my friends used to laugh when they saw that. It was like, this sounds like you, because I was a chief cook, a bottle washer, doing a million things at once because I could. But it didn't mean I was giving my best effort.
Yeah.
Because something is going to suffer in the process if you're not focused. And that was a hard lesson for me to swallow. And I'm telling you the truth. My husband was like, what is she doing now? Thank God for a good man. Now, sidebar, get a good partner. But when it comes to the distraction alerts, it is my way of telling you, we all go through it. But if you are alert to what it is, if you could understand what it is at its core, it can no longer have power over you. Because once you understand it, you can defeat it. And once you defeat it, you can move forward with the lesson.
Ooh.
And once you learn the lesson, you can train somebody else how to shorten their learning curve. Ooh, that was a good one.
Tweet, come tweet. On, somebody. Is that why you're so bold to believe that anybody, no matter where they are and what they're going through, if they were to get their hands on this kind of information, if they were to discover the seven lessons and to walk them out, they're going to see the intended outcome?
Absolutely. Unequivocally. I believe that to be true because what I've been given, I'm just giving it to you. That when you walk in obedience to God's will for your life, everything else falls into place. You know, I had it a little backwards, as I told you before. I thought I had great ideas. I'm like, God, just bless it. It's good. I know what I'm doing. And then I had to realize, no, you need to sit quiet, little lady, and listen to God's still voice and let him ordain your steps, because it's not going to look like your partner over here. It's not going to look like your girlfriend over there. It's not going to look like how it happened to your aunt so-and-so or your uncle so-and-so. Your divine assignment has been given to you, and only you can execute it when in obedience to God's will for your life.
Well, Dr. Grant, have you seen these principles, these lessons manifest themselves in people's life in a way that you're describing today?
Absolutely. So I will take, for instance, I have two that are coming to mind. One young lady, she opened up the book and she saw the prayer. And she said, I didn't even get into the pages yet. And this prayer has lifted my soul and
wow.
my spirit.
Come on.
And just the possibility of deliverance comes from looking up.
Yes.
When I think about people who I haven't connected with in years, caught wind that this book was coming out and sending me emails like, you don't understand how this is transforming my life. Like, I am reading it. We're going to make this a family project.
Yeah.
That she wants to sit down with her children and her husband and go through each lesson, take the action notes at the end, and really pay for themselves a different fourth quarter of the year.
Wow.
They want to set up themselves for success in a new way, knowing that this is God-driven. This is not Stacy-driven.
Yeah.
This is not man-driven. This is what the divine Holy Spirit has given me to humbly share. Just en route to doing the show, I received a phone call from a friend of mine who became a friend. She was a client and became a friend, and she was so excited to be at the New York City book release for this project. And she said to me, I need to order bulk copies. I said, excuse me? Like, we're just getting this out in the market. She said, no. She's a medical doctor and she has a clinic. And she said, I sat on my break and I was just reading through these lessons, and the way you've laid it out, it's not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
As I say in the book, this is not a doctoral thesis.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I had tears in my eyes. I had to close my door because I was just shedding. You allowed me to go to a place of my own truth.
Wow.
And to take a different step in some of the areas that other people can't see. Because when you have certain degrees and credentials,
oh, yeah.
everyone thinks you're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But she said, I'm not
only... They look
only...
on the outside.
Yes, and mm-hmm. they don't see what's going on the inside. And she said, I want to give this as a Christmas gift.
Wow.
To about 20 people. I need a bulk order. I just send me, have your assistant send me the information. And I was in shock. And I said, wow, God, thank you. Because it's not about me, but what's being done through me, that she could read and open it up and say, my life is a gift.
Yeah.
It's more than just letters behind my name. It's more than what my bank account says. It's more than what other people tell me. That my life is a gift, that my words can change somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That if I just step out on faith and do what God has been prompting me to do, but I've been sitting back, I've been playing it safe, sliding under. Like, I don't know, that's not for me. Instead, take action. I sign every book, stay in action.
Yeah.
This is your time. There's no mistake. You're connected to a program like this to be here with a Mr. Damon Davis because you are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
You know, there's more. There is a movement of people who understand that we're not going to sit back and let society tell us what to do.
That's good.
We're going to stand in the truth of knowing we serve a God who does the impossible all day, every day. Not some things, but all things can be done through him. I'm about to start shouting. Hold on. Look, I need to, woo, because this is the time where I know somebody's life is going to change just by the conversation.
Yeah.
That you're hearing something that's, it's reaching you, not just on the surface level, it's going down to your soul. You're ready to jump up and run up and down the block yourself because you know you had something that you've been sitting on. Something that, I don't know if you're old enough, or you might be too old. Someone has told you something negative. Toxic people. I talk about that in the book. Get rid of toxic people. Use the caller ID on the phone to press ignore. You don't have time for people who don't understand possibility. You don't have time for people who whine and complain. You need to surround yourself with individuals who are every day working on making themselves better through their actions, their words, and their deeds.
Come on, somebody. I'm delighted and I thank you. And I know that you're thankful as we see the amazing hand of God at work in our life. He knows exactly what you need in this moment for such a time as this. And I'm going to put it this way. The greatest version of you is going to emerge where you are going to see your destiny unfold right before your eyes. All you need to know is what to do.
Do you have a dream burning in your heart? Goals that you want to go after? A plan you want to pursue, but you keep getting distracted from your success? Maybe you want to go back to school, get back in shape, or even start your own business. But life just always seems to get in the way. Well, it's time to take action so that you can begin living your God-given destiny. Today, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant talked about how she made mistakes in life, trying to do it all on her own, not listening to God. And it wasn't until she finally learned how to truly surrender to God that she was able to get past life distractions, get out of her own way, and go forward towards the life God had planned for her. And now she wants to help you design your own destiny and live your divine assignment, just like she did. In her new blockbuster book, Action, Action, Despite the Distraction, Dr. Grant reveals 7 surefire lessons that will help you shake up your life so that you can finally take that action towards an exciting future. Discover ways to zero in on your goals with laser focus, get toxic people out of your life, create your own luck, and more. When you call or go online today, you'll also get a special one-on-one DVD filled with teachings straight from Dr. Grant's amazing book, plus her DVD, The Missing Files, filled with nuggets of wisdom that will change your life in ways you never imagined. And for the first 100 callers, Dr. Grant's wonderful audio prayer to help you on the way to your future. Also, as an added bonus, you'll get the full uncut interview with Damon and Dr. Grant. What you heard today is just a small portion of all the powerhouse transformational tips Dr. Grant has to share. All this for your love gift of only $40. If you are ready to walk in your destiny, be sure to get this life-changing exclusive one-on-one bundle, including Dr. Grant's book, Action, Action, Despite the Distraction, her special DVD, The Missing Files, the audio prayer, a special one-on-one DVD filled with teachings straight from Dr. Grant's amazing book, and the full interview, all for your love gift of only $40 if you call or go online right now. It's time to finally get rid of distractions and take action to live the best version of yourself. Call or go online right now. Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.